This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, 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 JNA, your constructive criticism is more like destructive cynicism. You keep making fun of me, but I keep on listening and emailing you in. I do it all the time. I think you're a pair of dimes, but my paradigm keeps shifting, cause all the time I'm drifting, like when Amir says he hates the SPCA.
What kind of a monster are you?
Or when Jake pulls out a little too late.
Not cool, bud.
But otherwise you're hella dope. That's why I download, if I were you, the show.
Yeah. How about that?
Very soothing and a little accusatory.
It was a little like Metallica, right?
What?
Can you explain that to me?
How it's like Metallica?
I loved it.
Shane woke up in a chair and we started recording. And he's just confused as to where he is, what's going on, what that song was.
But we aren't
going
to let him out of this room for an hour.
Okay,
did you want us to explain what that song was or why I thought it sounded like Metallica?
Wait, do you have a different song, a fan song every time?
Yeah, so every episode we start with a original theme song written by one of our fans. That one was written by somebody called Grandmaster Kate.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Cool. It was an interesting blend of, like, she probably is good, but she was, like, too scared to be good, so she was, like, pretending to be bad sometimes.
Oh, you know, so she was selling herself short.
Yeah, at the end where she sort of started talking and stuff?
Right. You mean, like, she's like, hey. Like, Kate, next time. Bring it. I think you got it.
Wow.
That's cool, because you are a musician yourself.
Yes, I'm an artist, really.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a painter more than anything. A sculptor.
You're a Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm, yes. I work with clay. It's my...
Clay Aiken. Mm-hmm. You are like Simon Cowell.
Oh, my
Cowell.
God.
What?
I went on a whole clay... I fell down a clay hole 2 nights ago. Did you ever
Slipped
see...
Slipped into a clay hole.
A clayter. Did you ever see... Bridge Over Troubled Water when he did American Idol.
The song?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I started crying.
Yeah, wait.
Powerful.
Oh, when he sang the Simon and Garfunkel song on American
Idol. It literally made me cry. Granted, I was in a weird place at 3 a.m.
you were already
right.
Oh, you were crying.
You were already crying.
Yes.
I thought when you originally saw it.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
I cried.
Clay lost to Ruben.
Fuck yeah.
Ruben stuttered.
I saw Ruben at the Cheesecake Factory 2 months ago.
Not performing, just there, right?
Performing is in bringing me my cheesecake.
Yeah. He was a host.
He was performing the specials, and I was like, that sounds good, Ruben. But the crazy part was, I looked at, you know, you see somebody, and you're like, I'm going to look it up on Instagram to see if they're really here, see if that's them.
Oh.
2016, guys. So I look it up, and Ruben is not talking about Cheesecake Factory, but he's tweeting, like, healthy recipes, because I guess he's, like, pretending to be healthy now.
Huh.
As I'm watching him take down factory nachos platter. I was so mad.
When I tried to start a rumor that Ruben Studdard was ripped.
He lost
200 pounds and he was in incredible shape. But I have no idea what he's looking like.
I made a rumor that Matthew Perry died. And me and my friend have a joke where he's like the go-to for, it's like, oh God, it's so sad about Matthew Perry. And everybody believes it.
Right. Because he battled.
He had a problem.
Yeah, he had a problem.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I just thought he looked like awful last time I saw him.
Oh,
like,
now I feel
he
bad.
Does, he's all often looking pretty haggard.
He actually did die recently.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Good, you're quick with it.
Shane Dawson.
Hi.
Just for, if you didn't know, now you know. Mm. How, why, who are you?
Why?
And why are you?
I ask
when
myself
is this?
That a lot.
When are you?
When? Well, I'd say I'm 2010.
Oh, really?
That's I'd say that's the peak.
You're
Clay Aiken? I'm 2008.
Past 2010.
No, yeah.
Clay Aiken was 2006.
No.
Yeah. Is 2010 when you started making YouTube videos, or that was the height of your YouTube popularity?
I don't know. That was the height of my awfulness. I think I started like in 2006, I think.
You were early.
I was very, which by
YouTube.
The way, I saw this, I don't mean this to be shady, but whatever. Yeah. I was watching, I love falling down holes, obviously.
Right.
I fell down a Ray William Johnson hole last night.
Oh, Ray, who's also a huge YouTube star.
Right. So I fell down a Ray hole, which you should never fall down.
Ray hole and a clay hole.
Wow.
All the A's. And I was watching his TMZ interviews. Like, I just fell down. Those are good, by the way.
I don't even know who Ray William Johnson is.
Are you serious?
He was like the number one guy,
wait,
right?
What? Equals three.
I think we met him at a party once where he had like brown spiky hair and he was like talking to a camera, kind of YouTube guy. And like whenever College Humor was like talking about their YouTube traffic, it was always like Ray William Johnson number one.
Is that he's not annoying orange, right?
No, he's not.
You don't really, he had like,
that's actually a racist term for him.
Yes. He had like 10 million, he was, yeah, 10 million views per video every time, like twice a week.
He is he still doing huge. That?
I think, I don't know. He did the thing that YouTubers do where they're like, I'm going to make this a business. So he like cast a bunch of other people to do everything.
And
people were like, no.
Like, we only like you.
You.
Right.
So yeah. But I was watching an interview with him and he was just like, yeah, you know, it's like when I started YouTube, like nobody was really even doing YouTube. I'm like, you started in 2010. Like I was doing this shit for so long.
Well, so you started, not great. But. You started at the almost the get-go. Like YouTube was...
2006 was like... I mean, very early, right?
Pre-Jake and me doing videos.
Right. Yeah, for sure. We started in 2007? Or
2008? Yeah, 2007.
2006 was really just me, Smosh, and like people giving birth.
Yeah.
A lot of that. I fell down a birth hole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Water birth? Did you check that
Oh, one? Yeah. Water oh, birth. Yeah. Big time.
Oh, yeah. What is, it's just videos of people giving birth in water?
And it's since it's educational, they don't... Yeah. Nothing's blurred. It's fucking
you can look
intense.
Up, I'll whip up right now. I fell down another hole last month of unblurred videos where unflagged, there's a woman teaching you how to shave your vagina and she's fully naked and it's like sexy music and she's shaving her vagina close wow. up.
So if it's, is that like a loophole on YouTube?
I'm going to look that up as soon. Yeah. I'm going to take my phone off. Permission to take my phone off airplane mode right now?
I guess not granted.
What, just on bangbros.com.
I figured we would go here anyway. So why not just fucking go straight to the finish line?
I'm going to go sit real and watch. Deep down the hole. I am at the bottom of said hole.
I am in the hole. I am in the pink completely. It is dark.
Do you remember Bang Bro? Oh my God.
You?
My favorite Bang Bro moment.
Is Bang Bros also old internet? Or they're still around?
They still update.
They're still around.
Still around. Yeah. My favorite was he was, you know, fucking her and very hard. And she was crying. And then he gave her his phone and he goes, call your dad.
Oh,
she goes, no. And he goes, call your dad.
Oh, no.
Or I'm going to finish and not, you know, leave you.
Oh, no.
And so she had to call her dad and she's like, I'm having sex. It was the weirdest.
What the world?
It wasn't real, though.
But still, why fake it? Why fake the
music? But also, who was she calling? Like, did they hire somebody to play right,
they had
to.
Oh, they had the dad's VO also?
Yeah, he was like,
did it cut to the dad on the phone? What the fuck? Just a dad in the office?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I should have known something was up when a camera crew walked into this accounting office.
You gotta, Bang Bus is like, they're an outlier in the Bang Bros company. Like, they get to just do whatever the fuck they want. It's pretty depraved.
Yeah.
That's not my kind of porn.
No. What's your kind of porn?
Wow.
I like very intimate girlfriend experience POV type of porn.
What are your, like, by the way, can I just say, this is a really fun conversation. People are going to hate this because like, Shane's gross. He's disgusting. He was like, I'm not gross or disgusting, but this is interesting to me. Okay.
Yeah, so me too. We can talk about this all day.
Okay, good.
I'm an open book.
What are your I have my three search terms. What are yours?
It's always POV.
Yes.
Usually POV girlfriend.
Okay.
Sometimes POV stepsister, because there's a lot of like really nice, like, I don't like the dialogue of that type of stuff, but I like the... I guess the thing I'm trying to find in porn now is like girls that didn't necessarily get paid to have sex. Like, I like couples making sex videos.
Right. Isn't that amateur?
Yeah, it's amateur. But then there's also a lot of like seedy amateur where it's like a guy still paying like people to fuck him. And I'm sure that everyone's getting paid, but I'm trying to find like
real amateur rather than the fake stuff that they it's like how they say that it's salmon, but it's pink tuna.
Yeah, I think I just like, I've seen too many like old wrinkly bald guys licking a 22-year-old's asshole.
Right.
And I'm just like, wow. I don't.
And this is not even porn.
I'm just talking about where I grew up. I'm just trying to avoid that. Mm. So this is beyond answering your question, but my three most searched terms are probably like POV, girlfriend, POV, step, POV, ebony, maybe, because I like black girls to be ebony.
Okay.
So yeah. Instead of searching black, you search ebony?
Yeah, because that's usually what they are in porn, because black is, I don't know why. Yeah, black is usually interracial the other way, or black on black. And I like the POV to have a white dick, because I really just can't put myself in the position of having a big black dick as much as I wish I could.
Yeah.
Is the POV, are you supposed to like rest your laptop at a certain angle so that it looks like you're looking through the monitor, but it's actually like somebody else's penis? Is it like that close to virtual reality lined up?
I guess, I mean, it's sort of like, it's almost like a first-person shooter game, except the gun, instead of a gun, it's a dick. It's like you're looking, and you are Odd Job. You're very sure.
And then at the end, your screen turns white and it fades out to black.
What are your search terms?
Well, on a normal basis, it's similar. It's like POV, real, homemade.
Homemade's a big one, too.
Homemade's a good call. But when I'm really sad, which happens a lot,
it's Clay Aiken, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Ray William Johnson. No, when I'm really sad, and then after I search it, I feel really bad, and I close my computer, I'll search, like, real love, or, like, making love, or, like,
yeah,
sweet. Like, I like couples who are, like, really into it, and it's not like, yeah, yeah, fuck you, fuck. I like, the
real
sweet, like,
you
real.
And I could basically watch porn
Let's
together.
Let's do it.
That's, my, like, fetish is people saying I love you.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
yeah.
It's pretty sad. But
why is that? Because it, like, scares you in real life.
That. I don't know. I don't think it's that. I think it's because I have a lot of empathy. And when I see people getting fucked in, like, saying, you're a dirty whore, right? Say you're a whore, yeah. Which is a lot of, like, old Bang Bros porn. It's right. Like, who's my little whore?
It's the opposite,
like,
that of doesn't mean turn porn. Me on it's at nice
all.
Porn.
It's like, yeah, it's name calling. So I like, yeah, I like nice, kind porn. This is kind of like my porn idea, which is Fuck Me Finally.
Yeah.
It's a POV fetish site for people that have been, like, kind of waiting to have sex for a long time.
Yeah. It's like, it's basically the 11th date. And then it's like, finally, I'm ready to trust you. And then it's like, okay. So the first half of the porn is people just eating a nice Thai dinner, like at a nice Thai restaurant.
I'd like to know your porn search terms. This is also a really fun idea for a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Porn search terms. Permission to start another podcast.
Boom.
All right, let's start it right now. Okay. Hey, welcome to Porn Search Terms.
Me and Shane can host it.
Not a You're terrible idea.
Seat. Yeah.
Mine are kind of boring. I like threesome stuff because that's one of the fantasies of mine, like two girls, one guy.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I've never experienced that.
Right.
So that's sort of cliche.
Okay.
Sometimes I like party stuff. Where there's lots of action going on, because I also was never at a cool party.
That's
like
very
that.
Interesting to me. Yeah. Party.
Yeah.
Do you mean like the public sex parties, or do you mean like just like one, like the college parties?
Yeah, call it like carrying away into a different room. There's a party going on.
Oh, I see.
Like party in the background. Sometimes they go outside and people are fucking for some reason. Are those ever, you think there's ever been a real party like
that? Yes. I heard about one.
Real fuck parties that aren't for porn?
I heard about one recently, which was terrifying because I was talking to a very young YouTuber, and they were telling me about a YouTube party with very young YouTubers.
Oh, dear.
And that's what they do.
What?
They all separate off into rooms and fuck each other and film it. And it scared the shit out of me.
Where did they post it somewhere, or do they just like film
it?
No, they
just
showed
it to their
everything.
Friends. They showed, I saw a couple videos. I was like, I got to see this shit. And they showed me, and I literally started freaking the fuck out.
Jesus. Like,
what?
That's fucking crazy.
We got into the game too late or too early, dude. How old were you when you started making YouTube videos?
Too old. Probably like 18, 19.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I know.
Wait, that was only two search terms.
Yeah.
FFM, party.
Oh. I don't know. Lesbians, sometimes it's just two girls, no guy.
Oh, because that's almost like POV, because you're just imagining you're the...
Yeah, isn't every porn POV porn? The POV of somebody watching... Two girls fuck.
Yeah, but like I can't. No. I really just don't like. I need to. It has to be an immersive experience. I need to be there.
You need an Oculus Rift.
I'm so afraid to try that because then I won't be able to go back. Ooh, and I don't need any more gear to jerk off.
Have you done VR?
My
porn?
Favorite. I tried it. It was weird. But my favorite is if you type in rent do. My favorite. There's one, and this is like a sad one.
Is this a hack or something? Like, I feel like you're a secret level
like
that we don't know about.
Yeah.
But because it's like a thing. Okay, so my favorite is this old woman. She, well, maybe she's like 50. But she looks good. She owns this apartment complex. And this is, I guarantee you it's real. Because it's like from the guy's laptop perspective. And like she comes in and she's like, oh, hand the rent or whatever. And then he's like, oh, and he sits on the bed. And then she sits on the bed. And then he starts touching her. And then they start fucking. And she's so excited because like she never fucks. And like her husband's dead. And like it's so amazing to see her like come. And she's so happy. And then she just lets him go, no rent, and leaves.
Oh.
Cool. I've watched that one so
It's only one porn. It's not a series? Yeah.
No, he does it like every month.
You can only watch it on the first of the month, right?
I'm gonna watch Rent Due later. Also, have you seen Property Sex? That's a nice one that I've been into recently.
What is that? Like House Hunters?
It's
it? like three couples and then you choose the one you like?
No, it's not quite. It's like a guy
guy's who, one dick.
A guy goes and he sees a house. It's like the realtor is like, oh, yeah, it's really nice property. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about making an offer. And just like, what can I do to like make you convinced?
Real estate and, porn?
Yeah, and then they end up having sex at the real at the house. But it's kind of, I just like that it's a little low budget. So yeah, it's not, I don't like that, like, I like the porn rough around the edges, I think. Right. Just like me.
So this is an advice podcast.
We really have to do a porn podcast.
Well, you mean you have to do a porn podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is...
Like, I feel like people would be interested in this. I feel like it's something everybody watches it and then talks about.
I'm not questioning the interest level. Yeah, like people,
I don't know what our advertiser is today, but I bet we have more people watching Rent Due right now than like buying me undies.
This podcast is actually called If I Were You. It's an advice podcast. It's usually just Jake and I dispensing advice. Sometimes we have friends. Today we have Shane Dawson. How would you describe yourself? Comedian, YouTuber, podcaster, artist, lover? Ever, all of the above?
You know, just...
How about Big Fucking Deal?
No.
How about Shane Dawson, Big Fucking Deal?
Oof.
It's kind of interesting because you could read that two ways. One is a real positive, and the other is real negative.
Right. Yeah, that's funny because
big
I was...
Fucking Deal.
And I, like, I remember someone saying like, a funny bio for me would be like kind of a big deal because it's like self-deprecating. But then it's also like, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal.
Right, yeah. And it's also a Ron Burgundy quote.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought that was just in general, like, I'm kind of a big deal.
No, I think he's... I feel like he made it popular. Like, if you had it in your bio, I would think it was a Anchorman quote.
Well, I'd be too afraid that people would misinterpret it as like this.
I hate when people say, I do fine.
Oh,
that's... Because to me, that's like, you're rich. I fucking get it. When people say that, I do fine.
Is that a bio thing?
I don't know.
Just you're saying
people in general.
Yeah. Like, don't worry about what I do.
Oh, I do fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Sorry. That being said, you do fine. Yeah.
Whatever.
You're...
No, you say I'm rich.
is what's your the pie chart of your time spent creatively? Is it still mostly YouTube? Is it podcast? Is it...
Yeah, I mean, I guess YouTube. YouTube is a thing. You know how it is. Like, you have to feed the beast and you got to keep doing the YouTube thing because you want to direct or you want to write. For me, directing and writing is like, that's my...
You know what's weird? Amir and I are like on the outskirts of the YouTube community because our videos just went on YouTube and it was like basically beyond our control.
Mm. We were also part of College Humor. We never had our own channel.
Right. We're...
Oh, that's right.
We like love YouTube, but I don't think we're like in the camp of YouTubers. Like, YouTubers, I don't know. It feels like a social circle that we're not welcome in.
Right. You're like with Lonely Girl. You're like on the outskirts.
Yeah, we were like paid by somebody else to make YouTube.
We were also
videos,
making right. sketches, whereas like you were doing, hi, I'm Shane Dawson and I'm talking to the camera. Right.
Yeah.
And like it was never like, hi, I'm Amir and I'm Jake and we're talking to the camera.
Right.
Like ours was fiction and yours was nonfiction.
Kind of, yeah. Which, you know, I don't know. And now
But you were part of that first you were part of that first wave, right?
Yeah.
You said when you were starting, it was just like you and a handful of others.
Yeah, it was not that many people were talking to camera. Because there was Smosh and stuff, but they weren't really talking to camera. They were just doing sketches and stuff. So yeah, it was...
When you think about writing and directing, are there like bigger scope projects that you want to do like that are totally fiction? Like you have things that you want to write? Are they... Is it comedy? Is it...
Yeah. 2 years ago, I directed and wrote a movie and it was... So much fun. I mean, the process was fun when it came out and I got attacked by press. That was bad. Like, literally LA Times said, it said, Shane Dawson's movie. And it said, only a movie for rapists, racists, and sociopaths. And I was like, great.
Oh, dear.
Love that.
Did your fans like it?
Yeah, it did well. And people, you know,
it was on VOD, on demand,
iTunes. It came out in a few theaters and it did really good. And I was excited. And then we did a lot of test screenings, and everything was great. All the producers loved it. And we were like, this is good, right? Like, I feel like I have a good feeling about this. And then like 4 reviews came out that were like literally the worst reviews I've ever seen in my life. It was literally like, Shane Dawson is a waste of time.
Oh my dear.
And I was like, I mean, I guess it, I get it.
I guess that's how it works with every, like most things, like you put your heart and soul in, and then you're surrounded by people that made it with you. And it always seems like a positive thing. And it's such a weird thing to show it to somebody who wasn't involved in the process.
Yeah. Right. The floor really comes out from under you. Right. It's like somebody, oh, wait,
how do you not like it? Everyone, we had so much fun making it, though. How did you not like it?
Yeah. Didn't you see like how much fun we had at the craft service table? Yeah. We were like swapping stories. You didn't see that?
Didn't you know I bonded with the first AD?
Yeah.
How do you not know that?
Wardrobe girl, we still talk. So.
Yeah. Isn't that good enough? Guy at the LA Times. We usually answer questions, people who are seeking our advice, our guidance. Do you mind if we start answering some questions?
All right.
These are real emails who are coming from real people. We're going to give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity. Do you have a fake name for a dude?
Wait.
You. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was like, wait.
What? Talking to me or Shane?
I thought you were asking, Shane. If I'll go to a club, like, guest, who do I use guest, my fake guest. Name?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do you have a fake name?
No.
Cool.
Yeah, well, Shane Dawson's, that's not my real name, so yeah.
It's not your real name?
No.
What are you talking about?
My real name is Shane Yaw.
What?
Shane Lea.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, my real name is Shane Lea, and when I got an agent when I was 18, who, by the way, was also a baby agent, I was her only person over the age.
Is this still your agent?
Didn't go well. No.
All right.
We parted ways.
How do you spell your last name? The real one?
Real one, Y-A-W.
What kind of name is that?
Way backwards. Yeah. It's like Dutch. But she said you're not getting auditions because they think you're Asian and they're not looking for an Asian. So I changed it to the whitest name I could find. And
holy shit, and it stuck.
Dawson's Creek.
Damn, dude.
Titanic, Jack Dawson. Sorry.
It is a cool last name.
Yeah. I actually might change my last name.
Ooh.
To Yaw. Amir Yaw.
Yeah.
Amir, y'all.
Ooh, like, I'm here, y'all.
Yeah. Sure, why not? So do you have a fake name for this person?
It's a guy?
It's a dude.
I'm going to go with Swanson just because I'm looking at it on the wall.
That's good. Just Swanson.
Swanson, yeah. Yeah. Nice, I like it.
Swanson writes, I'm 18, and for the last 3 years, I haven't had any girlfriend. I didn't even come close to kissing any. But here's the thing. I downloaded Tinder a few weeks ago. And I started to get really into it. I got a lot of matches, but most of the times when people said hey or something else, I wouldn't get a response. There was this one girl who responded, and she was a dime, exactly the type of girl I like. She gave her number before I even dared to ask, and she asked if I would want to come over the next day. We were going to go on a date tomorrow, and I had to travel for 2 hours for it, and I wanted to be sure that it wasn't a sick joke or something. I don't know, I guess I find it hard to trust people that I've only seen 3 pictures of. So I asked if she could send along some proof of her, like a video of her or something. Then she got mad and said, well, look me up on Facebook. She gave me her surname to me, and I looked it up, and yes, it was her. I still want to have a date with her, but she's not responding to my texts anymore. What can I do? Was I wrong to ask for more proof? Excuses for the long email. Thanks. Swanson.
Well, she was fake. Because if she said, look me up on Facebook, and you did, and she's like, oh, well, all right, he found out, and then she moved on.
Oh, so you take this guy's side. You're like, yeah.
He should have.
Do you ask, have you ever social media, social?
I've had some awful, awful online date experiences this week.
Really?
But I think the go-to is for me, it's like, oh, let's, if you're talking to somebody on one of these apps and it's going really well, and then it's like, oh, we should like hang out or something. It's like, yeah, actually, like, let's FaceTime and figure it out.
Oh,
so you can FaceTime with them and talk about where you want
to
meet.
Yeah, it's definitely a bad move to say, I demand you show me proof of yourself.
Yeah.
Because then I think you're right to say there's a little bit of tact involved. Mm-hmm. If you really want to do some investigative work,
yeah.
You could... Even a phone call, like all he wants to do is hear a voice, right?
I mean, why ask for how you can't ask for proof every time. Like at a certain point, you just have to like trust the app, right?
Well, it's also different when he's driving 2 hours away.
Yeah,
like when you're on.
If she was going to lie to him, she would lie to him about being closer.
Interesting.
Why lie and then also say drive 2 hours? I guess if you're fucking with someone, it's funny to say drive 2 hours and then I'm not there.
Or
actually, maybe I'll do that. It's actually really funny.
People have asked you to verify your identity on Tinder.
Maybe because they knew who they thought that, like, because you must come up with this. Like, if somebody knows you, you're famous to them. Yeah. But I'm not famous to most people, but just to those select few. And then they're like, I don't believe it's you. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I have to, like, verify my existence.
Yeah. Didn't you sent somebody a picture, right?
Yeah, I sent a photo over text.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Does that happen to you?
That's a way you can also, though, like, this kid can, Swanson can do a cute thing where he's like, send her a picture of, like, okay, so you guys are making inside jokes because you're talking, you're texting. You guys have your thing now, your culture. So, like, maybe you guys made a joke about macaroni and cheese. Take a fucking picture of you standing in front of macaroni and cheese and be like, you want some? And then she needs to send back something else, like a cute selfie.
Yeah.
And that's where you get
well,
it.
What if she doesn't send back a cute selfie?
Then she will eventually. If you open the door to, like, pictures, then they eventually match.
Yeah, they have to.
When you're on these apps, do people, like, they look you up and see that here's you have whatever?
I am one of those people where, like, I, you know, am very, like, no ego. I assume nobody knows who the fuck I am if they're over the age of 13. So,
and my is that your target demo? 13 to 18-year-olds?
It's crazy. It honestly isn't anymore because, like, they grew up. So,
yeah, they've grown up with you.
They're, like, my age, which is weird. But in my head, I'm like, nobody knows who the fuck I am. So I'm on these apps. And I even didn't even realize that I used my profile picture on Tinder, like, as my profile picture on Twitter. Like, it's the same picture, but it's just because I'm
that's
like,
what a robot would do. That's what a fake, like, person would do.
But, like, these people are so fucking good at lying and being like, so what do you do for a living? And acting so oblivious. And then, like,
oh,
when
and
I'm
then
a,
you come out with, and you meet them and they're like, oh, I'm a huge fan.
That didn't happen, thank God. But, like, it gets so close to that where I'll be like, hey, I just need to tell you, like, I do this, like, weird job, and, like, it's weird, and I just want you to know, and, like, if you're not cool with it, that's fine. And then they'll be like, I didn't want to say anything, but I've been watching you since I was 12. Like, I was going to meet you, and,
Would you be okay meeting, hooking up with a fan?
No.
So if there was an attractive person, and they were like, you know, just so you know, I've watched your videos before, you'd be like, oh, never mind.
I don't hook up in general because I have a lot, it's getting dark, because I have a lot of issues as far as, like, I don't know, like, to fuck somebody and be naked with somebody, I need to really care about them.
Right. You got
to. Because, like, I won't get hard if I, because I'm
you're not doing one night stands.
Never. No. So, like, for me, if it gets to that point, I already know everything about them and their life.
Okay. So, like, not even hooking up, would you go out on a date with somebody that found you?
I did on accident. Because it was somebody I met at, like, a YouTube-y thing, and I thought she was, like, an employee, or, like, she worked there, or she was a YouTuber too. So, like, I went out with her as, like, a friend or whatever, and it turned into a date. And then it turned out, no, she was a fan that was at this convention to meet me.
Oh.
I thought she, like, worked there and shit.
Right.
Wow. So she tricked you.
Her dream came true.
She was
though.
Out to do right. that. The yeah. exact thing she wanted to happen.
Yeah. Happened. And then I ended up, like, going out with her, like, again twice. Because I'm too nice. And I was just like, if I don't, she'll make a Tumblr about it. She's an awful person.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. A fate worse than death. A Tumblr about it.
Oof. No, they don't like me. Stay away.
So you're saying asking for proof is okay? It's fine?
In
it's,
a cute way. You got to do it.
In a cute, way. Subtle way. Snapchat, you don't say, I want Snapchat? Proof. Yeah. Oh, are you snapping?
I don't snap with the online people, but, like,
no, but in general.
He should.
Oh, I'm just asking separately. Because we just got into Snapchat. Right.
Oh, we're into it? Are you? Oh, have you gotten into, and don't, because it's awful. It's called Musical.ly. Have you heard about this?
Musical.ly?
Music. Music.ly.
Is this the LipDub thing?
Yes. It's like lip singing to songs, but, like, first of all, this one girl, her name is Baby Ariel.
Okay.
She's 16. She just got 6 million followers in, like, a week. And she honestly is good, though, because, like, you can speed it up. So, like, you're lip singing to, like, a slow
version.
And
yeah.
it's like, yo, yeah, and it looks amazing. But I've gotten into, like, I went on Snapchat and I said, hey, guys, send me a Musical.ly of you doing Magic Stick, which is my favorite song of all time. You know, little kids.
I got the magic stick.
Well, I didn't think it through because, like, the girl part of that song is like, I got that magic clit. You lick once, you lick twice. And I just got, like, bombarded with all these Musical.lys of, like, 5-year-olds singing this song.
Oh,
and
no.
it's so good. So wrong.
Oh, no.
Fall down that hole.
Yeah.
And now you're under arrest.
Yeah, you possess child porn.
Oh, great.
A 7-year-old saying she has the magic clit.
Oh, God, I don't even like thinking about it, man.
Oh my God.
So the answer to this guy's question is, you can ask for proof if you want to do it in a subtle, cool way. Mm. Just pretend this never happened. Move on to the next. And then either trust the lady or open the dialogue on your end by sending a selfie.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. Never say prove yourself to me.
Right.
You never want to say you're doing what you're doing.
You don't want to. Yeah. Don't let them know that you're a sleuth.
Yeah. A detective, an online private eye. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
100%.
All right. We talked a lot about porn in the beginning. So we're roughly at the halfway point. Let's take a break right now. Jake and I are going to thank another sponsor. You don't have to do it. Don't worry. Just relax. Okay. We'll sit here in silence. And we'll be back with more questions and answers with Shane Dawson.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness, fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Back with Shane Dawson. What do you spend the majority of your time on now, today, this week? What's your busiest thing?
Well, right now I'm finishing up my second book.
Whoa.
Which I actually wrote the first, like I'm actually writing it. I'm not like doing a YouTuber thing where I'm like having somebody else write it.
Is that a thing?
Oh my God.
What, YouTubers just release YouTuber a book, have somebody else write it, and then sell it to their fans?
Last year was like the year of YouTuber books, which was embarrassing to kind of be a part of that. But a lot of them, like, I talked to a couple, and I'm like, so you have somebody write it? They're like, yeah, just have them, like, watch my Draw My Life video, and they, like, kind of get it. So they just, like, and I'm like, wow, okay. So,
I just show them my Facebook friend video, and then they can sort of paint between the lines.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They can connect the dots from there.
It makes sense, though, because writing a book's really hard.
Right.
You and have then, to do so much fucking work.
It's, yeah.
It seems like a long time. With YouTubers now, since YouTubers tightening the money that's coming out, they're just, you need to find different things to create and sell other than your videos.
Right.
So last year was books, right?
Which is, yeah, it was interesting. Last year was books, and I think it did okay for people. I think the book industry is so fucked anyways, so, like, they're just happy to, the book industry is just happy to sell any books.
Right.
But it was probably the most fun and the most proud I've ever been of a thing I've done, like, I've made.
A tangible thing.
Yeah.
Right, a book feels like the opposite of the internet. It's just, like, it's so permanent. It's written in ink. It's on a shelf. It's a real physical thing.
Yeah, but you can burn a book. You can't burn a blog.
True.
Which actually brings me to my other book. You can't burn a blog.
Yeah, cool.
It's entirely online.
It brings me to my Tumblr.
It's an e-reader.
You can't blog a book.
What was your first book and what's your second book? Or is it like just about you?
Yeah, I do collections of like short stories and essays about like times in my life. Funny and dark and sad and weird.
That's cool.
So the first one's called I Hate My Selfie.
That's funny.
The new one is...
Love the title.
The new one is It Gets Worse. It's really uplifting shit.
It's funny. It's a play on words. It's a joke.
A pun.
And where can people buy it?
Barnes & Noble, or... I like the physical ones. Like, go to a bookstore, but you
what's
can a, get it
What's Barnes & Noble? Is that like Amazon, the store?
Yeah.
And it's in the Amazon? Who would go there? How do you get there?
Books a Million, that's a place I learned.
Do you still hang out with other YouTubers? Like, do you still have that fraternity camaraderie?
I've never done that. I have like two friends who are YouTubers.
Me and Jake.
But you guys, hi. I have two friends and then I have like a kind of collection of people I see, but I've never been invited to parties. I don't really do the YouTube thing because I'm older. I'm 27. Like most of them are young.
Yeah. We were the seniors of YouTube in like 2012. And now in 2016, we're super like seniors. The old
retired
people that came back to the party. And like, yeah, what are you doing here, man? Oh, Shane's here, dudes. Who's the Shane Dawson?
Do you remember Hot for Words?
That's the thing. We don't know anything about YouTubers.
Oh my God.
We're like we didn't even get into the college. We're the people who visited.
Yeah, we're like the commuter kids at the at the regional school nearby.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not at the school. Yeah. We just take a magnet program at a high school nearby. But who's like the equivalent of the Shane Dawson now? Like are there people that you're now the old guy and you're like, who watches these kids?
I don't know. It's so weird. Now there's so much. There's so many people. There's nobody right now that's like crushing it. Who's like, oh, that's the guy. I mean, PewDiePie, I guess. But like, there's nobody that's like the guy or the girl. There's so many people. Everybody's.
There's also so many different avenues, right? Like there now you can be huge on Vine.
Right.
You could be huge on Snapchat.
Musical.ly.
You could be massive on Musical.ly. Yeah.
Baby Ariel. 1 million likes per musical.
God.
Like
how do you keep up? We just got on Snapchat. Now I feel like we're eight apps behind.
Yeah, we got like 10,000 people viewing our Snap. It's fucking embarrassment. I don't even know why I still have a phone.
Yeah, meanwhile, Baby Ariel's fucking kicking ass on an app I never heard of.
Her lipstick line sold out in 5 minutes.
Is that true?
Yes.
How do we reach these people? I can't follow the crowds fast enough. I feel like I'm chasing a population that keeps outrunning me. Shane, help.
No.
Okay. Who are you? What's your name on Snapchat?
Oh God. Well, Shane Dawson was taken. I did LOL Shane Dawson. Don't ask. It's not funny. My snaps are sad. My Musical.ly is Shane Dawson sucks. Like I'm bad at picking names.
You're very self-deprecating, it seems.
I know. I'm trying to not do that anymore, but it's hard.
I hate my selfie. It gets worse. Shane Dawson sucks.
Do the books ultimately preach self-love in the end or like an overcoming?
Right.
Or is it like, I mean, in a way, embracing it is almost empowering.
Yeah. Well, my thing with It Gets Worse is I'm like, guys, listen, it gets worse. Like your problems now are stupid. When you're older, they're worse. Like you can go bankrupt. There's so many more, but you learn how to deal with them and not really fucking care anymore. So like that gets better.
Right.
You're like,
you get better at dealing with the worst problems.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Makes sense to me.
I like that.
You're not really equipped to deal with problems. When, like, I think I told the story on the last podcast about how I needed to fake being sick and go home because I lost my jacket when I was in second grade. So I wasn't really good at dealing with problems. I'm actually pretty bad at dealing with problems now, too. Yeah. I'm actually pretty sick today.
Oh, geez. You lost your jacket again. I know it. All right. Let's try to see if we can help some other people. Because Jake and I don't have the time or actually intelligence to write a book. So this is how we help people. So let's see if we can get, a lady name.
Hmm.
Who you got, Shane?
Yeah, we make our guests do all the work.
Yeah. Hearst Castle. That's because I'm looking at it.
It's a beautiful name.
We're being usual suspected. You're just reading stuff. You're not making anything up. All right, ready? Hearst Castle writes, "Hi, my name is Hearst Castle, and I'm..." Mad Libs are funny. "And I live in Porkchop, Illinois." No. "My name is Hearst Castle, and I'm a 19-year-old currently in my second year of college. A few months ago, I ended my first real relationship, which lasted 2 years. The breakup was difficult, to say the least. Over the past month, I have been going on dates with this new guy who I've known for about a year. He is very attractive, funny, and amazing in bed. But the main issue is, he is 29 years old, still lives with his parents, never went to college, works a minimum wage job, and has literally no plans to move out or be independent. Now, don't get me wrong, none of these things on their own would bother me. I understand that college isn't for everyone, and there are lots of reasons why somebody would need to live at home for a long time, and age doesn't bother me on its own. It's just that all of these things together means that we are in very different paths in life. I really like him, but I'm afraid that these differences are irreconcilable. Add in that, my parents hate him. I'm very close to my family since I live with them while commuting to school, and although they let me do what I want, it bothers me to have a boyfriend that they actively hate and tell me that I think I deserve better. Should I break things off and meet someone new in college, or am I just being a petty bitch with a superiority complex? Please help. Much love. Hearst Castle.
Jeez.
I vote petty bitch.
Yeah. Get over it. So you don't like him, your parents don't like him, and
your parents
think
are petty bitches too.
Y'all are petty bitches.
One thing in this story that doesn't really connect, one dot missing.
Is it the name? Because that's the one that you made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, how did she know him for a year? Who is this person?
Who is this 28-year-old hanging out with 18-year-olds?
A family friend? Who is this person? Mm. How did she meet? And why were they friends for a year and then started dating?
That makes sense. We have known each other for about a year. I'll say church group.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like he was the youth pastor.
Yeah. And she was the youth.
Yeah. I think it's probably a family. It sounds like they both live in this college town, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because she commutes to college from living with her parents.
And he also lives with his parents.
Yeah. It's like a little commune where everybody lives with their parents and goes to a local university.
I don't see those two lives crossing. Like, where do they cross? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, does he work at the bagel shop she goes to? Is he a Lyft driver? Like, I'm trying to figure out.
I think it's both.
Right.
I think he's
maybe
a Lyft
the groundskeeper at college. That's a minimum wage job.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. That's actually a really great idea for a rom-com I just had.
Is what? Ooh.
It's sort of like he's the groundskeeper.
Oh,
she's like
good.
The young pre-med.
Oh, and it's called Keep It Grounded.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Grounds for life. I like to keep it grounded.
Rise and ground.
No, I don't like that one either. You really nailed it with the first one. It was a home run.
How about,
I don't know why you're still standing at the
plate. Groundskeepers can't be choosers.
Still swinging the bat. He knocked one out of the park.
Finders, groundskeepers.
All right, fine. I love it.
Shane, what do you think this fictional movie should be called? No, I'm just joking.
I was going more into casting.
What is
it? I'm already
pre-pro.
Who's the guy?
The groundskeeper guy?
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but he plays a serial killer in a lot of movies recently, but he's really good. Sad.
Cillian Murphy.
I know who that is.
Yeah, that works.
He's a little too old, I think.
Right.
What's the largest age difference in your relationship history? What's the largest one you'd be willing to go?
6 years, maybe.
You the older?
No, I was younger. I was younger. I'm always a little younger, I think.
You would like to be the younger.
I am just more attracted to older people, I think, and like people who are not like in their 20s. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Right. Because you have the soul. How old are you? Do you mind
27,
saying?
27, yeah.
So you have the soul of a 30-something. You don't want to hang out with other 27-year-olds.
I have the body of an 80-something. I need somebody who's like already fucked everybody. And they're like, I'm ready for like a nice one.
Oh, you really do have a low self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's not a bit.
It's not a bit, guys. You know, okay, here's my genuine advice for Hearst Castle.
Okay.
And this is something I am very new to because I think a year ago I would have given different advice. But now my advice is, you're 19. Who fucking cares? You're obviously going to hang out and fuck this guy for like another few months, maybe 6 months, and then you're going to move on. He's going to get married, find somebody else, whatever. Like, you're young. You're 19. Like, I didn't go on my first date till I was 21. I didn't like fuck till I was 23. Like, you got so much time.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I feel like the answer to every single one of our questions could be, you're 19. Who cares?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Isn't it Gabrus that said you could start every single piece of advice with relax?
Yeah. Just yeah. Relax.
First of all, relax.
Yeah. Second
it's true.
Of all,
she's like, she's talking about why she shouldn't marry this guy. And I could agree. Yeah. That you guys maybe aren't meant for the for marriage, but it's not, this isn't the part where you have to choose.
If right. anything, he should try to choose sooner because he's the 29-year-old.
I mean, he's the one who's what are you talking about? He's living a dream rent-free, having sex with a hot young college student.
Well, he's also living with his parents, so I wouldn't call that living the dream.
Living rent-free, free meals, free laundry, your mom's your best friend.
I'm already halfway there.
I mean, this dude is my spirit animal.
You could live with my parents.
I did live with your parents. It's fucking the 19-year-olds I have a problem with.
I had to drag you out of there. You were blowing a 14-year-old, but it's not even it's not that close. Sure, you're trending in that
it's
direction.
Definitely more illegal.
So you're 19, relax. Would you say living with your parents at 29 is kind of sad or it's fine?
Oof. It's hard because like if it's out of your control. If
never went to college, works a minimum wage job.
Yeah, it really depends because some people like, you know, moved out, did their own thing, and then they're like, you know what? I don't like this job. I need a career change, but I need to move home and like start on this new path. Like, it depends where he is. If he's
if you never have moved out, that's a problem.
Yeah,
and interesting.
I agree. And it sounds like she's got. I mean, she's got all the context, but she says minimum wage job, living at home, and he has no plans of changing that. So it sounds like. Not the kind of good living at home with your parents that we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. So I would say, hey, you've been there, you've done that. Let's see what else is out there. And maybe in 4 years when he's a 33-year-old, you can revisit him. 33, 23 seems more appropriate than 29, 19.
Right. I say she doesn't have to stop dating him, but she should just continue to be dating him and not get into a relationship. Yeah.
Nah, you can only date someone for so long before you're in a relationship. She should either end it or go into it more full throttle.
I think she could. She doesn't have that timeline that you're projecting.
I'm projecting a timeline.
Yeah.
How long have they been together? We don't know.
It said 2 months or no, 2 weeks.
Did it? Over the past month? Oh, I've been going on dates with a new guy. Yeah. So you can give it a little more of a test drive.
Give it another month, another 2 months.
See what happens.
3 months max.
Right.
4 is way too much. 5 is okay again.
You know what? And if you hit 5, you got to stay with him for 3 more months.
It's called the 5+3 rule.
Does it say where they're from?
Where do they fuck?
Oh, where do they fuck?
They both live with their parents. They can't afford hotels. So what do they do, right?
And he says the sex is amazing.
Amazing. Like...
Because what? They're having it in a car, and there's nothing hotter than car sex.
Which brings me to my last porn search. POV car fucking.
There is actually, there are some car fucking videos that I love. There's actually a bunch of them. Car fucking videos. I would search POV car.
Okay.
That's a great search term.
It's not even porn. I just want to be the point of view of a car driving.
That's why you have to search it on Pornhub, not Google.
No, yeah. If you search that, though, there also is a lot of, there's this weird niche where it's like, old men jerking off and then like facing the camera out the window like waiting for people to catch them.
Oh, that's the car. That's
there's a lot of that.
Really?
There's one of a guy doing it at Walmart, just like walking around Walmart like and the camera's on his flaccid.
Dear
and he, like,
God.
He's like pointing it at people waiting for them to see it.
What?
So weird. It's illegal. Why would they have that? It's
illegal. That's also on YouTube if you can imagine.
It's educational.
It was their suggested video after the lady shaving her cooch.
Christ.
Shane, thanks for coming on our show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Do you have anything specifically you want to promote? that's more short term, or your book, or this or that?
My podcast. If you search Shane and Friends on iTunes or SoundCloud or something, it's fun.
And Friends.
Yeah.
And we know you guys like podcasts because you're listening to this one.
Yeah. So don't fucking call it, like, play that card. Yeah, oh, so I don't know if I listen to podcasts.
Look up Rent Due. Yeah. Look up Property Sex. But then after that, Shane and Friends.
The opening theme song, or I should say, if you have your own questions, you can send it all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. You can also send your theme songs to there. The opening one was written by Grandmaster Kate, and this closing one was written by Josh Hetzke. Thanks again, Shane.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough. Bye. Jake and Amir. I could use your help here. 'Cause I don't know what to do. So I'm asking if I were you.
Problem is, I'm 69, my dad.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.